진짜 셔주기 네 가서 그래 딱 네 시주 뭐 중 300 커도기 나 지금 솔리드 지금 쉬우지 타고 지기 딱 라왕으로 정소로 쉬우지 샤이야 진짜 나한테 짜네요
This solid concrete, solid seeming, concrete seeming, independent seeming I that appears at such a time actually doesn't exist at all. And therefore we say selflessness.
Yinaya, mata majebe, ngadin dugutu, ngadi kasore, chigin siagi, ngatsam si kyalamri.
However, we do assert an I within non-investigation and non-analysis, this one that just feels I want, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Tende yindu ta, nga senpe, rao yu tengegi, nga ti medeva tala dami sen.
The non-existence of an independent or self-powered I is called selflessness.
Tende di, nga yuemi takdun zena niya shabri di. Tende di, ta meba siya di, takdun zaya kone niya shiri.
This selflessness is what is found when one searches analytically to try to find such an I.
This one. Tende yindu, tende nga mewe tundi, ta mewe tundi, tundam dambasigi wari. Rengshi mewe singiti la, tundam dambasigi wari.
This meaning of the selflessness or non-inherent existence of the I is called an ultimate or a final truth. And the I that appears to the mind without analysis and without investigation serves as the conventional basis of activities. That is, this conventional I is a conventional truth. What is its mode of subsistence or what is its status? Although it appears to inherently exist, it doesn't, much like an illusion. This is the way of analyzing the ultimate nature of the I. This is called emptiness. Just as the I has this nature, so all other phenomena that are used by the I also have the same nature, that when analyzed, they cannot be found, but without analysis and investigation do exist. Because there is this conventional I, it is necessary to generate to generate compassion and altruism. Because the ultimate nature of all of these is their emptiness of inherent existence, it is necessary to cultivate the generation of wisdom. When one practices with these two, compassion and wisdom in union, one's wisdom becomes more and more profound and the sense of duality vanishes.
딘데기 니나 누접 쳐치니 가수리 로티 몰이야 니나 누접 어 로티 동반이 되는이야 수배 괜찮니 니나 누버도 쳐치 로코에 차차차 차르스
Because that mind has entered into emptiness and dualistic appearance for that consciousness is gradually diminishing, the mind itself, the mind itself becomes more subtle.
And tadu de la, lo tarachimbe, lo de tarachim, lo tashu de da, and dombani de, benina, anime suji, and nyamber.
Then as the mind becomes more subtle, one arrives at the most subtle mind, the fundamental mind of clear light, which is of which realizes emptiness and which is of one taste with emptiness.
Tamjalo, Rojigba Dingane, Kasuri, Yampe Chia Chatus.
And then within this one taste, all phenomena can appear.
Dala. Tumor rujik to rujik tumor set.
This is called all in one taste and one taste in all. So that's the end of the class. You can have recess.
Relax, relax. That question, Kadwa, you can answer.
Do you have questions? What questions do you have? Question. There's a young girl. She loved with this acting out. Yes.
What about meditating on a mantra?
The question is, what about meditating on a mantra? With regard to mantra, there are several types. There's an ultimate mantra, interpretable mantra. And what you're probably referring to is the interpretable mantra, probably something like Om.
Isn't it?
Is it?
Such as.
Mm.
On sound? You mean mantra is sound?
Sound or
aura?
No. Can something like a saying be a mantra? It isn't Om, but something that would bring a feeling up that was elevated.
Part le chiba me ba, pana tondel zhan de xin xin, ten zhe yan zha xia jua, di xie guang ma. Right, ma xie ten zhe yan, pana zha le ming xin le, yin xin ming xin, qi zha de nan ge zha pei xin ni xia qiu zhe.
With regard to mantras as sounds that one can meditate on, there are ones that are like external sounds repeated internally, and then others that are natural self-arisen sounds. And there's a sound. There's also the appearance of the inhalation and exhalation of breath as certain sounds also.
So that the Kali Yakwa, Tanga Kwa in the Nijikan, Lokasuri, Komiasuri.
Are you referring to meditation on this sort of, some sort of sound?
Na Komian Pesh Dirishan Yakure. Na Yabene Tandan Yerishina, Nango Yik Ningalia, Nango Yik.
One can set the letters on a moon disk. On a flat moon disk, or some within some light at the heart, the form of the letters.
And take on the social.
And if it's comfortable for you to do so, imagine that you are in the middle of this. And in that case then you are like in the house of your body.
If,
as before, you have a sense of the main part of consciousness being around the eyes, it's possible to imagine light behind the eyes here, and then with a strong force of mind, identifying yourself as being there in the middle of that light, and then moving that down to the center of the heart. And if you do this...
To the center of the mantra.
Sorry, to the center of the mantra that is here. And if you do this many times, you'll gradually have a sense that you are right here.
In the center of mantra.
In the center of... And then, with you in the center of the mantra, it can be as if you're reading the letters of the mantra around.
Without voice, without sound, though you, I mean, reciting mantra, but without kasota voice.
You should try to feel the mantra in the heart. Not like sometimes I sense it in my head.
And do send you a mantra, and sometimes you do. That did the technique damage on the cover.
There are many different techniques.
Technique using Asian Marva.
I don't know all the techniques.
So you know
more than me.
And the technique that I know is this one in which oneself is imagined in the middle of the letters, in the center of
So for example, I mean, the penang azu pebe pe nga thaya om mani pe mung sab jine de. Yang om a hung sab jine. Dokshin ningali ya ngang gok en jani number she ba ti ut na ma shu ge me ba che en do sen lo kum gin kum gin kum jishin yon jishin en om mani pe mung sen do se la ya chung
gre we Tibetans often meditate on om mani pe me hung or on om a hung and through practicing for a long time in time with the letters here and imagining oneself as there in time, it actually seems as if you're there and reading the letters.
So, next question.
I'd like to know what the most expedient means are for overcoming the resistance of the conventional line that you were speaking about, meditating and clearing your mind.
The question is, what is the most expedient means to overcoming the resistance by the conventional mind to meditation? Is this laziness?
Hmm. 말이야 땅에 뜻다 된다 도스래 그래 뭐 검게베 개겐이야 뒤셔버래 레로 담아 제바 아니 친구니 찍듯이 친구 주면서 님부 두 가사 님부 두 미시바 친구 뭐 주면서 님부 두 쳐봤으니 꽤나 쳐버려 봐
There are five faults that are explained as obstacles to meditation. The first is laziness. The second is to forget the precept or the object. To forget the precept or object. And then the next are laxity and excitement. Then the next is not to apply an antidote when one does have laxity or excitement. And the next is to keep applying the antidotes when one has already overcome laxity or excitement. These are called the five faults. And there are eight antidotes explained for them.
That delia car, that Thomas Lelunium, but then it's not Chungim Dua. Lelunium Bolia Yel Timbu. Things you undertone, Taba.
The antidotes to laziness are, first of all, the faith which sees the value of meditation.
That thing in Zindi, Penangola Sashan, Donga. Down the simple dashes in the shabby, then Nangba the number my Nangba the Hindu.
Now, meditative stabilization or samadhi is something that's shared with Buddhist and non-Buddhist systems, and without it, it's impossible to proceed to the higher levels.
And
then that faith, which is... So independence on this ascertainment of the good qualities of meditative stabilization, the aspiration which seeks to gain those qualities is generated. And then in dependence upon that aspiration, effort is generated. And through that exertion, one eventually attains pliancy of mind and body, which opposite to this unserviceability of mind and body, not being unable to use them in a virtuous direction, one has a serviceability. Thus, these four are the antidotes to the first fault, laziness. One helpful thing is that when you practice, not to practice for a long session.
At the beginning, I think maximum period, I think 15 minutes. That's maximum at the beginning. Kal kaisam bo reslam na tuzu jingdun la ande kaisam bo yamare. Bu tawo jat kaisam bo.
The important thing is not the length of the session, but the quality of it.
Tuzu jingu stabi insam ne? Ani ni imre kuse chimbe ina? That way so time re in kyanan shoru.
If you put the emphasis on time, stay a long time, then you can even fall asleep, become sleepy, and then you even get used to that. It's also a waste of time. And it's difficult to get rid of that habit in the future.
So, tuzum kasore, tengmangse, rezuzinunse.
It's important then to meditate in many sessions at the beginning then for a short period of time.
So you see, eight sessions, mm-hmm. or sometimes 16, like that. But each session, meditation period, must be short.
Then as you get used to it, it'll get a better quality, and it will naturally, your sessions will naturally become longer. And it'll naturally come that in time you'll be able to stay with a mind of meditative stabilization relatively free of laxity and excitement, and it'll seem, even if it seems to you that just a short time has passed, in fact quite a long time. That's a sign that your meditative stabilization is progressing well. If it seems to you that you've spent a long time in meditation, you know, in a session, even though you've spent only a little, that's a sign that you should shorten the length of session.
This is the one at the beginning, something very important, you see, the technique or kasurta. Technique is my right here.
This is an important technique for at the beginning.
Yes, then next.
Question?
Do you learn it, Sita?
I guess this is philosophical. within your Buddhist system, at least I suppose or I presume that they speak of different levels of cognition. And on those different levels of cognition, there are appropriate objects for the different levels. On each level,
cognition is level.
Yes.
Yes. Continue. Yes.
On each level, I understand that it is the mind that takes the form of the object on each level. Who is the knower of these different modes of cognition?
Although the levels of mind are different, they're all the same in being entities of illumination and knowing. And the mere eye that's designated to the continuum of consciousness is what knows them.
Answer this.
Is that answer? Does that answer?
Most profound
As I was explaining yesterday afternoon, the various some Buddhist systems, some of the various Buddhist systems, posit types of consciousnesses as the I itself. However, in the highest system, that which is posited as the I is that mere I that's designated to the continuum of consciousness. That is designated in dependence on the continuum of consciousness.
Yes?
I don't understand.
What do you want? That's what. 16.6
Can I just ask for a repeat?
Yes, yes.
On the distinction between consciousness and I, and where they arise.
Human.
Do.
Where they arise.
Okay. 다 땅에를 두시 줄봐 가소래. 니한테 리시하면 되다. 나리야 나를 철주 먹고 싶어도 봐. 나 새들 철주 먹고 싶어.
There are many different ways in which I appears.
나 풍불래 된 셈배. 나 풍불래 된 셈배. 떡지 랑아래. 나 찍셔.
One in which the I appears to be independent and separate from mind and body. Permanent, single, and independent.
And then
there's one in which the I, even though it doesn't appear to be a separate entity from mind and body, appears to be the controller, appears to have its own self-sufficient being.
This one. That the name. Na kasore. Oh yeah. Na kasore. Then na. Any? Question, okay. That is not it. What is it? Na, any? Question. Lola, na, one, shower, my imber. You rang the tumor, my imber. Deluding one, that you ever thought to charge in Zindang and nice as a G on the cover.
And then there's the eye can also appear as if it exists objectively, as if it's not just designated to mind and body, but exists in its own right.
Taya, na, kasore. Rangu mune, yaban zindeng. That is all. Rangu mune, na rangshinji yaban zima. Take it rangjube tawa, rangjube, kajan zindi. Not we. This letter.
So the former one.
Lola na wang shawa maimba, nati, lola na wang shawa maimba. You don't too maimbi, delusion, mene, duba tatu, chasin, chawa tatu, shambanzin, the next chasuji.
The eye appearing not as if it is posited just through appearing to the mind, but appearing as if it has its own uncommon mode of subsistence. Then the appearance of the eye as if an inherent. Then the appearance of the eye as if it's not just nominally designated, but exists inherently. The eye can appear to exist inherently, but in terms of one's conception or apprehension, One is only apprehending the mere I.
That did somebody.
And that consciousness is a valid cognizer.
That thing, I think, not quite a conditioned lemon.
But what is the status of that eye if one analytically searches for it? It cannot be posited as any from among the mental physical aggregates, or as the continuum of them, or as the whole of them, but is not findable as any of these. When a rope, a speckled coiled rope that's in the dark, appears to one to be a snake, that the parts of the rope individually, the parts of the rope together, the continuum of those parts over time, none of these can be posited as a snake. It's only through the force of this person, of the mind of this person, that a snake is designated to that
rope.
As in that example, the eye is not findable amongst the mind and body, either separately or together or as the continuum over time, none of these can be posited as the I. And it's impossible also to find the I separate from the mind and body, which are the basis of designation of the I. Now, when it appears this way, what? If there is no I at all, if no I existed at all, then this would harm the conventional truth. And the fact that the I exists is obvious, it's certified by our own experience.
So, tang I yeba di nyonge tu.
The existence of the eye is certified by experience. Its non-findability under analysis is certified by reasoning. Thus, the eye does exist, but is only imputed or designated by the force of names. Now, on what, independence on what, is the eye designated? It's designated in dependence upon the mind and body. And thus it is through the force of this dependent designation that it exists. Now, with regard to the mental and physical aggregates which are the basis of designation, one of the subtler bases of designation is the consciousness that came from a former lifetime.
토마네 타마 메딩이 또 토마 타마 메딩이 시베 균데 또 차로 인도다 시베 균텔라 때네 아니 민거왕게 딱 왔을로다 민거왕게 여쌈슬로다
This beginningless and endless continuum of consciousness is the main basis of designation and thus
시베 균데 때네 딱 여봤다
And thus
시베 균데 때네 딱 왔어
It exists in dependence upon designation too this continuum of consciousness.
That was clear, Shazam.
Has this clarified it a little?
So, didn't you do that? Hazo, Mingi Wang, Yazam Gutamado, Dan Messiota.
Thus, it said,
conclusion, di?
The conclusion is that although
Christ,
Mingi Wang, Yazamato, any? Die. Yamaris, Ramu Yamaris.
There is no I except for this one that is nominally designated. Therefore, we say selflessness.
Yes? Yes, yes. Good.
This consciousness.
Now, if you say that it exists in dependence upon conceptual designation or designation through conception, who?
떡과 가래 따버렸어요. 라베 이나? 나 뒤 따든 세워간 친구래. 떡은 대배 떡과 따버려, 다대배 떡과 따버려, 내지구 떡과 따버려, 그지구 떡과 따버렸어. 라베 이나? 아니, 따든 세워간 친구래.
If you ask through whose conception is it designated? Mine, yours, one in the past, present, or where, or whatever. Then this again is a case of analyzing in the ultimate way, and you won't find it. Therefore, existence through the force of conceptuality itself exists through the force of conceptuality.
Hmm. 제가 잠깐 부득이 최탐지 명점이 있어. 명점 대한 명점이 제외.
Therefore, Buddha said, all phenomena are only nominal. Mere nominality itself is only nominal.
똥바니 과연 똥바니지.
Emptiness itself is empty.
부득 과연 똥바니.
Buddha is empty.
됐다. 똥바니 수준이 예배 탈이지. 땡에 매번 말해. 똥배 되는지 땡신 잡은 중으로 수준이 예배 탈이지. 가자.
through realizing emptiness, one avoids the extreme of inherent existence, and through realizing the phenomena are dependent arising, one avoids the extreme of utter non-existence.
Right.
Through the emptiness of inherent existence, the extreme of permanence is avoided, and through the dependent arising of phenomena, the extreme of non-existence is avoided.
Meta. Yes. Further, your question. Just do one. You are going to say something, I think. Yes. Just say, "Nyan, nyan, 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 nyan." Yes. You are.
We say that consciousness is produced from consciousness. Consciousness must be produced from consciousness because it cannot be produced from matter.
Matter
Matter can't be produced by consciousness, and consciousness can't produce matter.
Consciousness that the Nichibu Shang we are the Kalim Mari.
So,
Samzambe Metati Nansheva that the Nichibuchi Halambe Sheva Korama the Halam Medor Shang we are the Dikalim Mari.
Tando Killing Mari.
Dikal didn't diligently never chimbuyard. Then you do 10 years to this and share you induce, and then you said
I'm speaking from the point of view of the Prasangika system, and even if the Chittamatrans set forth, pretty much set forth that there's no matter, that everything is.
Then no matter is already. Matter, you do your dine, there, Chiru, so,
that even if there are forms, sounds, and so forth. They do not exist as separate entities from the consciousnesses that perceive them. This position incurs many logical faults, and thus we don't say that.
So then they do Shabbatang, Chiru, Shabbatang, Mobuni, Mobuso, that's then you call Shem.
Thus, consciousness and matter are different.
Then they do Shabba. Any Shabbat, you engaging our Shana, Mato, Yanjana.
Thus, there's no way to posit consciousness as being produced except from former moments of consciousness. And in this way, consciousness can have no beginning, in which case, rebirths can have no beginning. Thus the mind in general has no beginning, the continuation of it has no beginning or end, but there are specific minds that have a beginning and have an end, other specific minds that have no beginning but have an end.
Any question?
Yes. It's the question of two truths. Presenting truth, presupposes the existence, the inherent existence of subject and object. The ultimate truth, the non-inherent being. Those two seem fine. But the next thing is that the conventional truth is non-different than the ultimate truth. That is very difficult to understand. How categories of beings exist.
Brought out of
emptiness. How with this nothing that there is a thing, no substratum to be snake, yet a snake. How empty is the substratum for existence? It's very difficult for
anybody to do that. Really deep.
송어든지 마신게 죽어요. 그래서 다 봐. 근데 전단다 말아 뒤니가 요마요. 근데 디가나야 덴바니 치그레스라고 해요. 근데 전단 덴바데 군소 덴베 시작한 이슈레스.
그래 전단 덴바 군소 덴베 원래
군소 덴베 시요.
어 좀 더 갈 수 있느냐. 그런 신기하래.
아 댕겨봐 댕겨봐 세게. 그때 가버렸어. 학고군인데. 너를 대부지.
텐주에 숭진은 이리로 캘러 말아. 숭진 전에 한번 야 말아. 단단 담벌 집에 숭진도 야 말아.
The Prasangikas don't accept that subject and object inherently exist even conventionally.
자, 대해서 인사? 텐주에 좀 더 챈다레스 그래. 그런지면 제
It is because of this misinterpretation of them that the lower systems say that the Prasangikas have fallen to an extreme of nihilism.
가르침 받나 직진을
그래서 근데 소원 인도 근데 인도 랑지바 랑지바 맨샤기 텐조와라 차달스 다리 집어 차스티 리소 다샤 다 텐조에 가소레 랑심에가 사디 다 데니 찍바레슬라 마타 모치레슬라 데니 겨레
we don't say that the two truths are one we say that they are of one entity they are in fact mutually exclusive
Pena lagu jauh tu dunia ni buat dia, kuat cikli dating aje. Lagu cikli jauh tu dunia ready, jauh dunia buat dia gawat. Di sana kita.
For instance, the back and front of the hand are.
Jauh dunia buat dia, ni kalau lagu cikli jauh dunia.
Are the front and back of one hand.
Ina yang kuat ni buat dia gawat.
But the front and back of the hand are mutually exclusive.
Di sana kita ni, tapi pena kasori. Pena ngan tu kasori, pena ta. 군접에 다 슬로디잖아. 체식체. 최전체. 대정신이 동바슬로디 대춘이체. 네가 너 다기. 어. 다시 다실샤니. 다 캬버도 다 캬버지 실샤니. 대정신이 동배 동바니 슬로디잖아. 어. 다 실샤니. 대정신 샤용인데 다기 캐주지 말아. 다기 정신이 말아. 다기 실루이 말아. 다기 캐주. 저스 체식 체주 수도된 게 뭐지? 이나야 군이부터 찍 단단배 가자. 즉 토도 집에 로이 녀든다 즉 타녀 집에 로이 녀든다 겨차
somewhat similar to this when one takes the eye the conventionally existent eye as the basis or substratum and posits its mode of subsistence its emptiness of inherent existence the emptiness of inherent existence is the nature or attribute or feature of that eye is just